Welcome to
A Blue Room Podcast,
where a husband and wife duo combines their love of history, pop culture, and the latest drama to bring you a funny, informative, and intriguing podcast. Welcome to our Blue Room.
That was pretty good for not doing it for a while.
Yeah, we took a break.
End of school.
End of school was crazy. We might do an episode. I don't know. I didn't really talk to you about this yet. We might do an episode on like what we were taking a break for. But yeah, not yet. So we are super excited because we're back with video. I got a brand new phone. So hopefully video and audio can line up. We look a little better. That's kind of what we're going for.
Yeah, we had to pay for a new phone to look better.
Yeah.
Better HD.
He's not happy with it, but I am really happy with it, especially because this is a very special episode. And a lot of content is coming for you because our honeymoon is coming up and we are going to, there's the clue.
Disney World.
We are so excited. We have planned this since before our wedding in November. This week we'll have been married 6 months.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to kind of talk you through what we are doing, what our plan is, what we have been packing.
Well, I think we should start with, I feel like when we tell people that we're going to Disney World for our honeymoon, it's kind of like a mixed bag. It's mm-hmm. a very like 50-50 thing.
We get some judgmental.
Some people are like,
oh, like, are you 12 great. Years old? Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. And then we have some people that are super supportive. I will say in the gamut or in the spectrum.
The spectrum of Disney adults.
I think we fall in the middle. Like, I don't think we are crazy. Not that they're crazy. I don't want the Disney adults to come after me.
Yeah, but Disney adults are crazy about Disney, and that's great.
That's true.
And we love Disney. I mean, we love...
Like, look, like, my t-shirt has Belle on it. Beauty and the Beast is my favorite. He has Mickey on right now, mostly for the theme. But I think that we are pretty fair in that we are not Disney World adults, because I've been having to watch videos. Tomorrow is a really huge day. This is going to go up on Monday, so we will be in the single digits for when we go to Disney World.
May 25th.
Yep. We might even be in the single digits right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Wow. I can't believe it.
I'm like...
sorry.
Math ain't math.
No, it's not. That was why I'm not a math major. But I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying?
Well, just like, we love Disney.
Oh, yeah. We love Disney, but I've had to watch a lot of videos. Tomorrow morning, we have to do our lightning lanes. I had no idea how to do that. I am from the world of fast passes.
Paper fast passes.
Yes. It was the best. I'm also from the world, and we're going to vlog our trips, and you'll kind of get more background into this. But I'm from the world. Follow us on TikTok and YouTube. I'm from the world of Disneyland, and that is California. I've only been to Disney World once. I've been to Disneyland 15 times.
And you only went to Disney World for, was it 3 days?
Like 2.5.
Yeah.
So I was not there very long. We are staying a whole week. I am so excited to get the full experience with my best friend here.
And I grew up going to Disney World. Like, I've never even been to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So, like, we were both raised Disney kids, but we, like, opposite sides.
Yes. Like, so, it's kind of fun.
My parents, we would go to Disney World for a week. We would try to do everything. It would be, you know, at the parks till 10, up at 6 the next day. And you, you know, going to Disneyland, you would...
It's a little bit more relaxed. Yeah. Like, we would stay about 4 days, and you could do everything in the first 2 days. And then the last 2 days were just riding rides you wanted to ride again. And so it was a little bit more of a relaxing trip. I will say my first time at Disney World was a little bit stressful just because we didn't have enough time. I haven't even ridden Pandora, like, at all.
Yeah, the flight of passage.
Yeah. So there's a lot that I haven't done that I'm excited to finally get to do, but it does feel a little bit like Amazing Race for vacation because we have a very amazing travel agent. We should link her, but and she's been helping us, but there's a lot that she can't do. Like, we have to make the decisions.
Well, but I mean, even me going, I mean, we basically went every 18 months growing up, and I still have not done everything. Like, even like, I don't think there's enough time to do everything, even if you stay for 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's always something new to do, and they're always building more. I am hopeful that
I haven't been since, I think, 2017.
Yeah, and I went 2021, like right after COVID.
So all the Star Wars land I have not been to, Toy Story land I have not been to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot that's changed where, I mean, I feel like if you only went for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't even see all the new stuff.
Exactly. So to answer the question that nobody asked, but that we're answering, the reason we're going here on our honeymoon is because Disney means a lot to both of us in a reasonable way. And it's where we grew up going. So we want to continue this tradition with our family. And this will probably be the only time we go without kids. So we wanted it to be special.
And also, we've never been together.
Yeah, and we've never been together. And that's something that we wanted to experience. Europe will always be calling. Like, of course, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Greece. I want to go to all these places. But I don't know.
But here's what I'll say is, like, I'm not one where it's like, why would I go to Europe? I can go to the World Showcase now. Like, I'm not one of those. But this was the first Disney trip that I had to pay for mm-hmm. as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive. There's no doubt that it gets pricey, but
we got good deals from our travel agent.
Yeah, and it was not as much as I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Disney was astronomical, like, was almost equal to a European trip,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the flight alone to a European country is more than we're paying, basically, for the whole thing. Yeah. Like, that was a interesting thing for me, because I always thought, like, you know, my parents would go to Disney, and then when we kind of started to not go anymore, it was like, oh, we can go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe more reasonable, but like, it's not, taking a cross continent trip is not comparable.
Well, and especially we are new homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
We're both educators trying our best to make smart financial decisions at the moment. So this just is what worked for us. We didn't necessarily want to pay for a 2-week trip to Europe that was going to be pretty astronomical financially for us. So,
and we've both been, because we got engaged on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been to beaches together. We've been to the Caribbean.
We've been to colder places together. We've mm-hmm. been to, so we've never been to Florida together. We've never been to Disney together. So that is our answer to the people who give us kind of weird reactions. So there you go.
But yeah, I mean, we're not ashamed of it. It's not like, oh, we're going to Disney World.
No, I could not be more excited. Yeah. It's the only thing getting me through the semester right now.
Yeah.
Like, literally the only thing. So that was kind of our intro, our little light banter. And I want to talk about kind of what our plans are and what we have been told is the smartest way to approach Disney. So the earliest flight we could get into Orlando, we're landing at 11 a.m., wasn't really what I wanted to do, but that was the earliest flight we could get with American out of Dallas. So,
which is interesting, because usually they have the 6 a.m. flights.
Yeah.
And that's what we had originally booked, but then it kept getting pushed back and back and back, and mm-hmm. now it's like 7:30 or
yeah, something? We take off at 7:30, we land at 11. I'm hoping we go a little bit quicker than that, but we'll see what happens. So we're leaving on a Sunday. Last day of school is Friday, so this is next week. We leave on Sunday. We'll get in at 11. We are staying at the Swan, which is, it's called the Walt Disney World Swan, but it's technically
next to the boardwalk, mm-hmm. near walking to Epcot.
Yep.
I've stayed at the boardwalk before, and I've also stayed at the Swan before. And
he has so much to show me, because as I said, I'm a Disneyland girly. I'm a Capulet or a Montague, and you are the same. Like, you are I said that wrong. Let me try it again.
Yeah, that's also a deep reference. That's like, that is a deep pull.
What is it? Juliet Capulet? Juliet Montague? I'm a theater
That is
teacher.
A deep pull.
Anyway, I'm a Montague. He's a Capulet. I have grown up going to Disneyland, so he has a lot to show me in Disney World, I feel like, because I can't really picture what the boardwalk looks like, because I've never been, except from the videos.
If you know, you know. It. The boardwalk and that whole area by the yacht club is amazing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a whole other park, seemingly, because mm-hmm. you enter in through the back of Epcot, so it's only for the people in that area get mm-hmm. to enter in. So you walk straight through. It's not anything crazy.
Are you going to remember how to get there and like what to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just take the path.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I picture lots of different paths.
You can see Epcot from the hotel.
Okay.
It is that close. You cross like two bridges and you're there.
But side note, our reasoning for choosing the Swan, there's the Swan and the Dolphin. They are technically not Disneyland or Disney World owned, technically. They're Hilton.
Hilton.
So they are Hilton. So it was a little bit of a cheaper price point, but
they're the convention hotels.
Yes.
So when Disney has companies come in for conventions, they stay at the Swan and Dolphin.
Yes. But you pay a non-resort price. Basically, it was still expensive, but a non-resort price for the resort perks. So we get early entry to every park. On Wednesday night, I believe we get to stay later than everyone else until midnight at Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So you get all the perks. The other thing that I've learned from all of my YouTubing and TikToking is you can kind of hop over to the buses at the boardwalk or mm-hmm. at Beach Club and hop on those buses instead because they're a little bit faster and they drop you off at a better location. So that was something that kind of intrigued us and said and made us think, okay, we were between Animal Kingdom, the lodge there, mm-hmm. and staying here. And Animal Kingdom would have been awesome. But we wanted to be in the middle of all the action and we wanted to be in a place where it was easy to get to everything because we are packing a lot into 1 week.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like 5 days seems like a lot, but when you're spending 30 minutes on a bus,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's then easily an hour for the day. And that's mm-hmm. an hour you're wasting. And maybe not wasting, but it's an hour for commute.
Well, and that was my biggest gripe when I went to World is I love land because it's just California Adventure and then Magic Kingdom. And you can go back and forth if you want or you don't have to. You can spend one day and it's just so much more relaxed. Disney World, I feel like that TikTok sound, you know, where it's like, and then
it is fast.
It is so fast. And the transportation between parks, I didn't love, like it felt like it wasn't always working or if it would be late. So I'm trying to tell myself it's okay. And
that's an experience that I have not really had. I mean, buses, yeah, they may be 5 minutes late,
yeah.
but I feel like there's so many buses running at all times,
mm-hmm.
but also when you went last time, you stayed at All-Star Sports?
No, Pop Century.
Okay, so
Pop was tough.
Here's the thing. Like, we love Disney, not to be whatever, but the lower hotels, they definitely don't get the best accommodations.
Exactly.
So the Boardwalk is considered a top-tier hotel, so there's buses every 5 to 10 minutes for every single park.
Mm-hmm.
And because they know you're going to pay more. While at Pop Century, you know, you're getting a better deal, so the accommodations aren't quite as good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. But it's the trip was so fun. I went with my best friend. It was so fun. But that was one of the things, like staying at one of those more affordable hotels, you kind of get the more affordable treatment. And it was not my favorite place to stay. And then I would like pass the Polynesian and stuff. And I was like, what do I have to do to stay there? Like, what do I have to do?
Make a lot of money.
Yeah. What do I have to do to get that?
Yeah.
So I'm excited that we're staying at the Swan. So that's kind of the first piece that we had to figure out with our travel agent was where do we want to stay? Because then that affects kind of what our schedule is. So I kind of want to move on to schedule, like what we're doing.
Okay.
Are you good with that?
Here's a disclaimer as we go into this. Even though I'm like the Disney World guy, the scheduling with all these lightning lanes and multi lanes and whatever, like, is so far over my head
mm-hmm.
that
Emily
has had to pick up the slack. Cause I'm telling you, when I went with my parents, you know, when I was younger, it was my dad would sprint to the left. Me and my mom would sprint to the right. And we were going to all different rides to get the paper fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was. And then if you could make it, great. If you couldn't, whatever. But like this whole Genie Pass, Lightning Lane, all this, like, I think it makes it easier
but it's like an Amazing Race thing. Like, you're trying to get to place and you have to go fast, and then some stuff is down, and that, so quick, like, just not a disclaimer because you already gave the disclaimer, but a quick rundown on what Lightning Lanes are. So Lightning Lanes is like what he mentioned. They are like the Fast Pass of Disney now.
Fast Pass Plus.
Yes, basically.
Well, that's hard to say.
Fast Pass Plus.
Say it like four times really
fast. Fast Pass Plus. Fast Plus. Fast Pass. I can't do it.
Basically, they're even higher end than a regular Fast Pass.
Yes. And then there's even like more than the mm-hmm. Lightning Lane. Like, you can spend premium, but I'm not even going to talk about that. So you have multi-level you have multi lightning lanes, and the multis are the less popular rides, but there's still like waits for them.
It's like tier two rides is how they're
considered. There's tier one and tier two within multi lanes. So like a tier one ride is going to be Millennium Falcon. So we'll just use Hollywood Studios as an example. So you have Millennium Falcon.
What are you saying?
Millennium Falcon.
Say it one more time.
Millennium Falcon.
Are you putting an N on the end?
M. Millennium.
Okay. You're saying Millennium.
No, I don't.
Millennial Falcon?
Millennium Falcon.
Millennial Falcon just sits there and
Anyway.
Doesn't work.
So Millennium Falcon. Can you be quiet? Stop with your jokes. So Millennium Falcon is like a tier one on the multi-lanes. So let's say I book that for 8 a.m., which is best case scenario. Then when I'm booking the other two, they have to be from tier two. So they're less popular rides. So that's going to be, even though this seems popular, it's Tower of Terror. It's, what's the list? I don't know.
Not Rock and Roller Coaster.
Not Rock and Roller Coaster. Rock and Roller Coaster is a tier one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have in this tier one, you have Slinky Dog, you have Rock and Roller Coaster. Toy Story Mania is a tier two. So you get to pick three multi-level lightning lanes. Once you tap in and you ride that first ride, you can now pick another multi lightning lane. And it doesn't matter at that point what level it is anymore. So it could be a one or a two, whatever you can find. But throughout the day, you have to sit there on your app and update and see what other rides you can get and cut in front of other people. Not cut in front of other people, but like to make it worth the money, you kind of have to be on the app. And that's kind of my gripe with Disney at this point. And I don't know what Universal, we'll talk about Universal in a second and what we're hoping happens, but I don't know what Universal's system is, but this new Disney system has us all like bent over our phones and like trying to get the best time for lightning lanes. And that's just a bummer to me. Like I'm going to be doing that our whole trip and I'm going to try to be present and there's.
Yeah, but I think even with the lightning lanes, you're still waiting in a line.
That's true.
And I think that's when you would do it is while you're waiting in line.
Or while you're traveling from park to park.
Yeah.
That's what this one guy that I have found on, or actually my mother-in-law sent him to me. He's amazing. I can't remember. His name is like Ear something, All Ears or something, but he's awesome. And he's kind of taught me everything I know. He calls it the Disney slot machine. And you just have to keep scrolling and refreshing to, I don't know, four ears or something.
Don't worry about it. Keep
going. Okay. Yeah. So that's the multi-level. And the multi-level runs anywhere from like $17 a day to like $25, $26 a day. So tomorrow morning, I am picking our multi-level lanes and trying to get the best times that I can. Because the sooner you clock in for that first ride, the sooner you can reserve other rides. Does that make sense to everyone? I think.
His name is Ear Scouts.
Yes.
I believe. Shout out Ear Scouts.
Yeah.
Your videos have helped us a lot.
Your video, you are the most joyful man. Mm-hmm. I love watching your videos. I just watched your newest one about they updated the app and it's fixed a lot of things. So you have saved my life because I had no idea about any of this. Then the easier thing, what he's going to be doing tomorrow, and I've written it all out, typed it all out in our schedule so he knows what to get. There's single lanes, and these are the really big rides that have long wait times. So we're talking Tron, talking
these
Pandora.
Are like the tier A, like asterisk.
Yes.
Like, these are like the.
This is not Tiana, but like what else? I forget what's
Tron.
One? What's
Guardians.
One of Magic? Oh yeah, Guardians. It's Guardians in Hollywood Studios in Epcot. It's Tron in Magic Kingdom. It's what else am I forgetting? Oh, it's the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance in Hollywood Studios. And then it's Pandora or Avatar in Animal Kingdom. So those are the big four. And those, as far as I know, don't really sell out until the first couple days before you get there.
Because they're expensive.
Because they're more expensive. Yep. But we're going to go ahead and splurge. We don't go to Disney all the time. So we have budgeted to do all these things. And those can range from anywhere to 18 to 32 per ride. So it just really depends on how much you want to plan and if you actually want to pay someone to plan it for you. Like I know some people will pay. We didn't have to pay our travel agent, so she's going to leave it up to us on how we want to do things. But yeah, so that's kind of the spiel about lightning lanes. Our schedule, as far as I hope that it goes, we get there at 11.
I thought of a segment. Can we do it real fast?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you mind if we have a segment sponsored by a Blue Room podcast?
Sure.
So if there was a millennial Falcon ride and then a boomer Falcon ride, what would be the key differences in the two? Like, what would the... Like, my first thing, I think the millennial Falcon ride, it would break down a lot.
Yeah, it would never work.
Yeah. I think the boomer Falcon ride, it would say it costs $18, but then it would like double down and be like $32 to ride it.
That's funny. And then it would start with an older gentleman talking to you about his life story, and you could never escape.
Yeah, and how like we're not working hard enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think also the millennial Falcon ride, it would just be a lot of crying on it. It'd be a very
I feel not easy with this right now, uneasy with this, because I am a millennial.
These are all just stereotypes.
And I think I work hard, so...
These are just stereotypes.
Let's talk about Gen Z.
Ooh, it'd just be a big screen. It'd just be a big iPad game.
Yeah, just a bunch of iPad kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good segment.
Thank you.
Good job. Brought to you by a Blue Room podcast. If you want to sponsor us, let me know. Would love it.
Lowe's, Home Depot, please.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Anyways. Or Disney. Disney, please sponsor us. Yeah. We're hyping you up right now. So Sunday we get there at 11. I'm hoping to get checked in. Our room won't be ready, so we'll have to leave our bags, but we'll get checked into the Swan.
We're going to Uber. Yep. So previously when I would go, Disney had the Magical Express. They would bus you from the Orlando airport to the resort.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of that, and now it's kind of like a free-for-all. They have private services that'll do it. Disney works with, I forget what the busing company's name is, but they work with a busing company that kind of helps. We're going to try to just Uber and see how that works.
I'm hoping it works because I'm going to be stressed because I'm trying to get us on Guardians of the Galaxy by 2:30 or 3.
I think it'll be fine. I mean, knock on wood. Yeah. Everything I saw online said Uber is cheaper. It's fine. Like these, you know, the Uber drivers know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, they know what. If you're flying to Orlando, 70% chances you're going to Disney. So
exactly.
They know.
So we're doing that, hopefully to get to our hotel by like noon or 12:30, freshen up if we need to, and then we're heading straight to Epcot. I love Epcot, even though I've only been there once, as a half day, because I feel like, and this is an unpopular opinion, maybe.
It's a very unpopular opinion.
I feel like there's not much to do. And so I am not a huge drinker. Like, I will drink, but I'm just not a huge drinker. A lot of Disney adults are like obsessed with drinking around the world. I'm just not one of them. So I would rather ride all the rides, which it's really the big three. It's Guardians, Remy, and Frozen. And then I feel like I'm good with Epcot. But so I'm hoping to get us multi-lanes for Remy and then somehow get Frozen in there, even though they're both tier ones. And then get Guardians. And then we have a reservation at Rose and Crown, and we're going to try to get a good seat for the fireworks that night. So I think that's like a perfect first day.
Yeah, Rose and Crown is the English pub restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It was always a staple when I would go with my parents. We had the same server for probably 8 years.
I wonder if we can request and see.
Interested to see if he's still there, because we had him for probably 8 years. And
what's his name?
I believe it's Craig.
I wonder if we can ask Craig, if you're listening.
It's always amazing to me, like, because same thing, we would stay at Wilderness Lodge and we would meet these managers and they remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, like, maybe after a little bit, there's kind of like, oh yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
well, that's Disney magic.
But I feel like by the third time meeting these people, they were like, yes, you're from Texas, blah, blah, blah. Like,
that's awesome.
They remember, and that's...
Well, they're trained to be that way. Like, yeah. They have to be that way.
Yeah.
Because that's the magic of Disney.
So that'll be great. That'll be a great way to start the trip.
Yep. So that'll be super fun. Then Monday, we are starting in Animal Kingdom, which, fun fact, Animal Kingdom opens earlier than any other park. So if you are doing multi-lanes, it's always a good park to start in, because then you can start reserving other rides. So we're starting there. I think we'll probably ride Expedition and the Cali River and maybe that random Avatar one that I can't remember the name.
What, the river?
Yeah. And then get a single for Pandora, because I've never been on it. And then we are hopping over to Hollywood, where he is going to be in heaven because this is Star Wars number one fan. So I will take him to Star Wars land. We'll go to the little cantina. And then we have a reservation at Derby. I think it's called Derby.
The Brown Derby?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so.
Great, amazing steak there. Oh my gosh, the filet was amazing. But we have a reservation there at 3. So we will just bop around Hollywood Studios then and probably watch Fantasmic or something that night at Hollywood.
Okay.
And then Tuesday morning, we will just be in Magic Kingdom all day. So we did 3 park hopper days and then 2 single days. So Tuesday is one of our single days where we spend the whole day in Magic Kingdom. I think we're going to be able to get a lot done that day. Mm-hmm. My hope is to get Tiana at like 8 in the morning and just get that out of the way because I do want to ride it. I want to see what all the fuss is about, but I want to get it as early as possible. So again, we can make those reservations. I know at 11, we are having lunch at Bell's Castle. It's my favorite place on earth.
Yep. That's gonna be great.
I'm so excited. I hope we get to be in the library.
I am sad that they got rid of the lunch service for Bell's Castle.
Yeah. Now it's only sit down.
That was always great. Cause we would, I think they open at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
We would get in line around 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're the first ones there. They had a great sandwich, stuff like that. And now it's more like the dinner service full time, which we'll see.
It'll be fun, though. Yeah. I'm excited. There's so many things I'm excited. I have never tried the spring rolls. I can't wait for the cheeseburger and pizza spring rolls. I want to try them so bad. I'm so excited for Mickey ice cream. He's not excited about the food. I love the food.
The food was never a big part when we would go.
That's so funny. We love the food. And then I can't wait to get the candy and buy all the candy. I can't wait to try the popcorn, like the viral TikTok popcorn. I'm so excited.
So here's my question, though. When we buy all this candy, first of all, who's going to hold it the rest of the day?
No. You don't understand. No.
And then two,
this is where my Disneyland is coming out. Are you ready?
Florida is going to melt faster than anything you can say.
No, listen.
Listen. Listen, Linda.
Listen. So we are not buying the candy until our last days in the park. So we will probably end in Magic Kingdom on Thursday night and we will buy the candy as we're leaving the park and we have it to take home.
Okay.
Why are you acting like this?
No, I mean,
that's my plan. And that's
Disney candy is good, but
you are crazy for this. Disney candy is superior to all other candy. The cherry sours with Goofy on the front.
I got 2 words for you. Bucky's.
Whatever, dude.
Bucky's.
You're wrong for that.
Candy, Bucky's cherry sours, Bucky's orange slices, best in the game.
Whatever, man.
Disney's good, but also we got Bucky's on every corner here in Texas.
Yeah, so anyway, I can't wait to eat there. Wednesday, we're doing the same thing. We're doing Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. I did want to talk to you about this. Do you want to flip it? Do you want to do Hollywood in the morning and then Animal Kingdom in the afternoon? Or not really.
I don't know. I think it depends how much animal we get done on that Monday.
I know, but we're going to have to decide by tomorrow morning because I have to buy lightning lanes.
Let me pray about it.
I know, because I was really thinking, I was like, you know what? Because Holly, our travel agent, was kind of telling me it might be smart to flip it. So Wednesday start in Hollywood. Because we can always park hop back to Hollywood in the evening if we're bored at Animal Kingdom.
That is true. That's my only thing I'm worried about is Animal Kingdom is fine.
Yeah.
And this is it's an opinion that's changing. I always thought Animal Kingdom was like a half day park.
No, I think you could do a full day, but I do think a half day is fine.
People are changing their opinion on that of like Epcot is a half day. Animals a full day, which I don't know if I believe quite yet, but
I kind of think we flip it on Wednesday, start in Hollywood so that we can get those early lightning lanes that we want to get in case we miss something on Tuesday, and then do Animal Kingdom in the afternoon and then go back to Hollywood if we want. I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
So just something to think about. And then Thursday, we have Park Hopper again. And as of right now, we're doing Magic Kingdom and then Epcot. And then we'll probably go back to Magic Kingdom because I'd like to see the fireworks one last time. Like, that means a lot to me. Lots of family memories with the fireworks. I'm definitely going to cry a lot on this trip, I feel, because I haven't been to Disney World in so long. Haven't been to Disney World since my father passed away. And my dad was like such a big part of Disney. Like that's the reason we went to Disneyland and not World, because he grew up going to Land in California as well. Mm-hmm. So it was like a whole family thing. I'm so excited, but I think I will cry.
That's fine. I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah, he has to deal with me crying at least twice a week. Maybe more.
It'll be good. And then Friday we're flying out, so we'll just go to Disney Springs and kind of...
Well, and we fly out super...
late.
Yes. So like 7:30. Some people were like, you should just get a single day pass and like go to one more park. And I'm like, we'll just see how we're feeling, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean...
Friday's crazy anyway.
Yeah, Fridays are crazy. And plus, we're going to have to head to the airport at a fairly decent time.
Yeah, like 4 or 5. Or even, yeah, I think
probably
4.
Probably earlier than that. Yeah.
You think 3? I don't know. But
Orlando airport's not great.
Yeah. So we'll...
TSA, if you're listening...
Give us a break.
I don't like you. You always give me a free massage when I go through the metal detector. And I'm tired of it.
But,
if you're
going
to give me a massage, take me to dinner first.
Okay. Stop.
What, Linda?
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
So our last day, we will be in Disney Springs, and that's where I'll do a lot of my shopping. But I am excited to shop around. And we're just super excited. So this is kind of different than our normal content. We haven't talked about pop culture in a while. Have not done a history lesson in so long.
Well, there's like no good. I mean, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives came out this week.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We'll do a recap.
But like, there's like no good shows.
That honestly deserves like its own episode. We'll probably
1923 sucked at the end. There's no good reality
right
now.
We talked about that besides Secret Lives.
We've been watching American Housewife from ABC.
That's how desperate we are.
Yeah. Like we.
And we've been watching a Disney movie every night, which is super fun. So we just finished Mulan the night before. We watched Hunchback of Notre Dame because he'd never seen it. We watched Hercules because that's our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're going to an award show. So that's going to be super fun. This will go up on Monday. Be on the lookout for, I'm going to post a packing vlog on TikTok and YouTube. And then we're going to just start vlogging the countdown because the countdown is on.
It's on.
We're ready. Anything else?
Nope. Just TSA if you're listening.
Okay, stop. Peace and blessings, everybody.
See you.